Podcast, the podcast that helps you get a better understanding of how your brain works so you can perform better and improve your life. This is Brian Astrocyte, your host, guiding your neurons in this program. This is episode number 317. I hope you enjoy. Today, we are talking to Thiago Guardia. He is a behavioral and cognitive neuroscience PhD student at Brock University in Ontario, Canada, and his research focus is the influence of behaviors and lifestyles on brain's health and cognitive performance throughout the aging process. So, thanks for being here today with us, Thiago.
Hi all. Thank you, Mr. Astrocyte. It's my pleasure being here in your show.
Thanks a lot. So let's start by sharing with the audience, what's your research about, what's going on there in terms of recent findings, and what is the importance of doing the research you are doing?
Sure. So what happens is humans are living longer, right? Which is great. But the problem is that as people are living longer, this life extension period has been associated with an extension of time in which people are experiencing physiological and cognitive dysfunctions, while the best way to live longer would be compressing the period where those limitations occur and expanding what is called the health span. So people are living longer, but we still need to find a way to promote an optimal physical health and cognitive longevity by expanding the health span period rather than just living more years with several physical or cognitive limitations.
Wow, that's interesting. I want that.
Yeah, who doesn't, right? And the effects of aging in the brain's structure have been extensively reported, and the main changes include shrinkage in gray matter volume and reduction in white matter integrity, especially in prefrontal and medial temporal areas of the brain.
So, the brain tends to be smaller and less anatomically connected in older people?
Yes, the brain shrinks because loss of cells, but actually, those effects can vary a lot depending on the person, so many factors playing a role there, such as genetics, history of life, lifestyles, etc. And what's also interesting, when we analyze the aging brain using functional resonance imaging, what we see is a decrease within network connectivity and an increase between network connectivity, meaning less modularity. So the brain works through different functional modules, and each module can be more or less activated depending on the type and level of cognitive demand. And in older people, those modules are less distinct and the information is processed by a more diffused set of regions.
I see. And I just want to let our audience know, in case you are a new listener here, we have on episode 72 a deeper discussion on fMRI and functional networks. So check it out if you want.
Great. And talking about cognition, throughout the aging process, some functions decline and others are preserved. So basically, there is a gradual decline in episodic memory and executive functions, such as attentional control, inhibition, working memory, cognitive flexibility, and fluid intelligence, including skills like planning, problem solving, and decision making. So all of those functions tend to decline with age. In contrast, semantic knowledge and crystallized intelligence tends to remain preserved in later stages of life.
And what is cognitive reserve? Could you say something about that?
Sure. Simply put, the term cognitive reserve brings the idea of resilience to the effects of neuropathologies. So basically, there are older adults who have several age-related brain disruptions, but are cognitively performing very well. And researchers are still trying to understand the neural basis of cognitive reserve. What we already know is that some factors, such as higher levels of education and complex occupational attainment, are associated with cognitive reserve.
Oh, that's interesting. And that brings us to our next point. What is the importance of studying lifestyle and habits across lifespan in the light of neuroscience of aging?
Yeah, the importance of working towards solutions for expanding our brain and cognitive health span is not only because we all want to have a very good mind when we get older, but it is also because as a society in which the number of older people are getting higher and higher, the prevalence of dementia is getting huge, which is very problematic. So going back to what we talked before, as human life expectancy has been increasing, lifestyle-based health interventions become a key component to reduce the age-related neurodegenerative public health problems by providing a broad access and cost-effective prevention resources that could lead to a long-lasting cognitive ability and a healthy aging. So physical activity, nutrition, sleep, social connectedness, and mental well-being has been reported to be the most relevant areas where people could incorporate behavioral and lifestyle adjustments in order to preserve both brain and cognitive health as they age. However, more research is still necessary in order to provide a better understanding of what really works and for whom it works and the mechanisms that makes those interventions work.
Oh, good. And could you share with us any example of research you are doing or any reference from the literature?
Yes, of course. As a PhD student, the first project I proposed was the investigation of the effects of exercise and sleep quality on executive functions in older adults. References show that sleep-wake cycles might play a crucial role in brain and cognitive health during the aging process. It has been shown that slow-wave activity, also known as slow-wave sleep, generated during non-REM sleep, decreases with age, reducing the neuroprotective effects from those waves on prefrontal areas of the brain and its connections, suggesting that sleep deprivation and poor sleep quality affect executive functions not only by impairing arousal levels, but mainly by disrupting prefrontal connections and its related networks, which in turn are associated with poor executive functioning in older adults. The literature also says that physical activity is associated with better sleep quality and cognitive performance, and our hypothesis is that sleep quality is one of the pathways by which physical activity benefits neurocognitive functions. We predict that older adults engaged in exercise activities will experience better sleep quality and present higher executive function performance and well-being than the sedentary ones.
Oh, that's interesting. I would love to ask you more details about this research, but unfortunately we don't have time for that. We could maybe record a new episode in the future just to talk about this research.
Sure, I will enjoy it.
But for today, I think this whole perspective of the aging effects on brain functioning and cognition and the importance of studying how different lifestyles play a role in brain and cognitive aging process is a good snack for our neuro audience.
Cool.
Thanks for your participation.
My pleasure, Mr. Astrocyte. You have a nice program and an interesting name.
Right, that's my show. So thank you everybody. That's it for today. See you on our next program.